assume it was, it's from up the hill.
Savage Quorum, Michael Harper, present.
Tom Ryder, present.
Daniel Richard, present.
Gene Patterson.
And Mayor, would you like to lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
Mr. Mayor.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any agenda items?
Nope.
I'd like to make a motion for approval of meeting minutes from the June 4th meeting. Meeting, favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I just sent out our updated strategic plan idea of what the goals are for the next 3 years with me in the position. You know, really just gives a very high level understanding of what the goals are and what the actions are. Really, really good about the direction that we're moving. We have two new companies that are going to be optimized for e-commerce, internet-based companies, but they'll be moving here looking for up in the air at this point in time. Kind of depends on, they are moving from Bellevue, Washington down to here, so that'll be the other guy.
Oh, it's the same guy?
Same guy.
Do you know why he decided to move here?
They want an area that doesn't quite have the unassist, and one of his clients, they're branding their own privately labeled coffee and shipping that out. So she's increasing her business simply based on e-commerce, so she's...
I'm just blown away why they would choose to come here.
The very quick story is...
Yeah, like...
They're from San Diego.
Yes.
San Diego from...
What was the name of them?
TJP Engineering.
For oceanography, they built an enclosure for jellyfish. It's a big tubular enclosure, it's huge. It's like, you know, about half the size of this room. And the jellyfish swim all inside circular, and they swim and they go. Yeah, who knew?
Vortexually.
Vortexually, yes. Anyway, why would they come here?
Terry came up here with for a team building event, and the first thing she said was saying, why aren't we living here?
And I think didn't we tell you when you came to visit that the number of people, we should do a survey, because I swear half the people that have moved to La Pine in the last 5 years are from San Diego.
It's
phenomenal. It's got to be a phenomenal number. And have been moving here for years, actually. I mean, I meet more people. San Diego! Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I'm always...
And I think the price of the things when businesses say is, what's the population? Well, all of a sudden people are going, oh, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
And if that number can grow to this, and you go, well, and you look at the homes, say it's three.
I'm going on California, it's just terrible.
Silly me. I'm sorry.
And
the traffic.
And the taxes.
That's the thing that gets me, is of all the cities in Southern
California.
If I had to live in a city, I'd choose San Diego.
One of the things that we talked about at our SLED advisory board meeting specifically was, how do we create the vision for La Pine? And what is that? At least Melissa and I have talked in great detail about cities similar to ours. Evolve by block approach, and the block by block approach is, how do we help businesses move into a direction? So we're going to start looking at how do we go about doing that, and that kind of. I'll let you talk now.
We still have our Cascadian.
Yeah, the urban renewal specifically, you guys.
Yeah, urban renewal.
That's your big thing.
No.
Oh, you don't know about the storefront rent, huh?
No,
yeah,
briefly,
he gave me a
Tom.
Brief, yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing our...
Has already been applied to? Have we already applied to?
We've had one.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It was confined to the
urban
district, so not all, not the entire city, and not the entire urban renewal district either. It was just the downtown overlay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
that's
ultimately,
the
more money we get, the more we'll branch out.
Well, the money has to stay in that
district,
area,
yeah,
because that's where you rate it. So,
yeah.
But the goal is to give away some bigger grant, do the designs. Then the urban renewal presented it to the business and said, this is what...
Most of the business people here and the property owners here really don't even know what it is they could do to their property. Yeah, they agree it needs a new coat of paint or something, but you know, you tell me what I can.
There's that, and then also another big portion is, well, there's some money there. There's $50,000 to play with this year for explosive.
If we were gonna break that down, is that you that goes by the block?
Yeah, that's big shit, okay. Because they were saying that they.
In the park?
Yeah, in the industrial park.
Oh,
it's in the industrial park.
Industrial park, yeah.
Oh, it's industrial.
Because they were saying they'd do anything in there, they were gonna have to invest $300,000.
It's in between work annex.
So we have
the storage unit.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll have to do.
So there's people sitting on lots back there.
Yeah.
Where did they come up with 300?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
They have to do sidewalks and stuff, but
the city,
a few years ago. That might be their SDCs, depending on what they want to do. I mean, it depends on what they're wanting to do and their meter hookups and they're all, if they're counting, you know, their whole entire building project.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
They were talking about just what the city required from the building. There are people with a vision of what can be done there.
The SDCs are not substantial. Our city is pretty much almost all
abortion.
It's
probably perspective.
And we only have two.
Right, it's perspective.
I mean, we don't have
someone who bought there years ago and now they're at a point where maybe they'd like to develop it.
It absolutely is because they bought it years ago. The SDCs are as much as they paid for.
Thank you. A lot of times when you haven't engineered a new.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people buy things and they're not developers. Like they're going to subdivide or they're going to create a business or they're going to happen because they just have no clue that there's all these costs that are normal.
More expensive as time.
Well,
right.
They bought that land.
No,
so
but a developer or a contractor can come in and think it's nothing.
Yeah.
I think they better start developing right away because speaking from my standpoint as a counselor, I think we don't have any. And we're going to be forced to taking over streets and provide money
to service
those streets. Right now, we don't have any.
Well, that's where
when the building is done inside the city limits, we don't have any more SDCs. We're going to get half the money someplace to pay for street maintenance.
Well, these people can market all those lots over there that bought them years ago.
That's private individuals, though. We have lots of our own we market.
Well, but it's private individuals.
Plus, we can market as available.
Yeah, right.
Right, or putting people ideas a way to use that. So a lot of people are there someday.
So if you're a property owner, just like your house, if you want to make it available, what do you list
it?
So
but
a lot
of
those
are just
people,
sitting on
but we've contacted a lot of them in the past, and they are just sitting on it because they want to sit on it.
I'm more worried about city stuff than.
That's one of the things you make the decision, and one of the things that can be implemented. You can only have it for so long without.
Well, I thought you were limited in that.
Well, so you don't have that speculative buyer.
Right.
Well, and that's another thing is we have city lots. So if they're not getting started on something or they don't, you know, they don't have what kind of building to build that will get somebody in there quick. But again, you're.
If you came in and said you wanted to do something, somebody did.
That's true.
You know, and so if you want to sell that, and those are kind of some of the able to do most of the work and have them come and inspect. And
I have a few different people say when they were trying to improve or prevented them. So I've been trying to tell those people to get in here.
All of those are covenanted that upon
the city
does.
But we sold all those lots prior
the privately
to being the city
owned
and didn't.
Oh,
as
right.
long
right.
as the building permit is active, they can go on for, but the city, because of the fact we want industry in there and we don't want spec, have to actually bring a business and they
same
are bringing
that one building I showed you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and those SDCs would be an improvement to our city.
But back on the subject, because that has nothing to do with urban renewal.
So I guess just from my perspective, I'm going to be upcoming SLED meeting. My goal there is to really formalize the communication process in terms of how frequently I'll be communicating updates on what I'm personally doing, but also updating our website to have more economic development grant websites to go to for questions, just all the things framed in a pretty easy way so people can go. Just want to timestamp that so there's you can see from the time of start to the time what has happened and what kind of progress is. Because I think a lot of the questions I've had when I've come into this position is 100% sure, but I know that the communication can be better to go, here's what I worked on the last 2 weeks, here's the fruit that's come out of that. Well, sales cycle, it's not something you snap your finger and we're gonna be good. I feel like I'm entering at a time where it is a little bit overcrowded. They either have to go have more land than anybody else here. We have newer houses and they're affordable houses that are coming in. So there's involved, am I getting the right? And the ones that are going to push. We did do an announcement, getting calls that night, because I had my real estate license too, going, hey, it was never like that. I go, it was, it just wasn't, it wasn't publicized.
Yeah, we were told over and over again, but.
Right, what is it? Well, I was in a core meeting and I got a little bit hustled back as they said, there's nothing in it for us, why in the world? It is there.
That's been years and years and years.
But it was just renewed, so that was good. They have a nice timestamp on that to be able to push that out to her. And in fact, we'll talk again with them tomorrow and I'll start working with them as well. I have a pretty ran distribution centers. Then I went to a privately owned company, which is a third party logistics company that are my own consulting firm, and I've done that for the last couple of years. And it's a looking for this position, it's in your backyard.
Oh, wow. That's the criteria. You told him that.
I challenged, and I feel like I. And we're marketing that, I'm putting that together, marketing together in multiple ways. So I'm going after developers specifically, not just within the United States. So I'm reaching out to California, San Diego on it.
John Boswell served runs in that.
We did have I didn't even mention that we did have a developer that came up. He's actually a real estate agent that's in Southern California. Very, very, very good and very $1 million kind of guy closing on that. But he's looking to develop and build potentially 3 buildings. I'm trying to just give him as many incentives as I possibly can to go understand what that looks like so that we have those buildings and we can go. We have some move-in ready spot, big benefit.
Huge.
And then more businesses in Oregon, Business Oregon, which is like the state's economic development company, our leads. We've marketed to 3 different major companies, and I've also put all of our stuff online now on Business or on before that's on now. So that's good. Then we bought outdoor equipment and apparel. Carbon fiber manufacturers, very, very expensive. So I'm partnering with them.
Oh, right now?
the thing you talked about.
Talk
about the end of next year.
Presentation, we should do it for council too when we get ready to do that. We'll have no
more pink ones.
Multi-family versus single family, or
multi-family and a price, probably, square footage and a price.
Oh, God.
Because I know they're building really high-end homes.
Only, pretty much, if you're calling Polish high-end, it is. They're the only ones, I mean.
Well, we have 140 this year and 160.
We have 192 that will be phase one now.
I was just amazed how I could look up 97.
The cars from the light were backed up past Finley.
31.
Yeah,
again, Finley View.
That's true.
And I had somebody come out of Finley.
One of the things, too, and I apologize for being late, the college now, though, because it's on the agenda, so it's been posted. But they are, it was posted on Friday, right? Probably before, so I've been keeping quiet about it until. They are getting rid of the TDCs, TRCs for the whole thing that's going away. So
how many years did that take?
Yeah.
Well,
that was that sewer thing.
It has taken.
No, the sewer loan's a different thing. I didn't get them on that. But the now they can just market the land. There's nobody has to worry about getting transferred. It's one step towards getting it to where we can
do
it. We just have to replant it and get rid of that whole old zoning
process down. The interesting piece is Polish.
Follow the money. Anyway,
One thing I will commit to with you guys is just that I'll come back with a list of what my business strategy and refacing and re'd like to do with their existing facilities or businesses or buildings.
That's exciting.
Isn't that exciting?
That is good.
It's a neat assist because I get to just go and say, here's what I do, here's how I can help you, what are your goals? Learning a little bit more about their business. some of it expressed. There's a bunch of little things that I'm just picking up and learning and going, does that fit here? Is it something we could do? I think it would just be good to hear the information coming back in and not.
We're not going to ignore you.
And it doesn't share the feelings. I got certified as an economic development person a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I was like, put that notch on my belt. But simply, it'll just be information, and then hopefully you guys will be able to think to this committee is, what is that block by block, and how do we want to break that down? And that'll help me target my BRNEs a little bit easier, so I can go by block, I mean little area.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, what do you guys, if you guys just had
on. When you see the news weather and they show Highway 97 in the Pine, it looks so great, the one side that's all and the other side looks like
right.
a trash
it's
bin.
It's a good thing the camera's kind of focused on that.
Right?
So,
that would be one of the spots that I think that would really
improve.
And there's that one great big piece of property that needs a complete overhaul. It would make such a difference on that side of the road.
Are there any joint things that this group is doing to work on with or attend?
But I think their focus has been this group, Urban Renewal. Focus has been obviously Urban Renewal Downtown Foundation Board too.
Right.
So
for Parks and Rec, they'll meet is the asbestos cleanup that was in
the JCJ building.
And so they're working on some of those and making that building.
So the building will not be torn down?
No.
Okay.
No. Head Start Children's Program.
So the asbestos?
Did insurance money go for that?
It did.
Yeah.
Or are they going to move the skate park down?
That's a district piece, not a foundation piece. And I know that
my part of that was out of the. Mine was just to negotiate the move.
Yeah.
But other than that,
I think either way, temporary is temporary, no matter where you find the right place to build something nice and permanent.
Mm-hmm. We have had board almost. Well, it's coming new. We'll be going. It's a process that we're going through right now.
They've been in the paper. Problem is because their application,
our application's been in over a month.
Mm-hmm. Not for the subdivision, though, just for the zone change and the comp plan. Anyway, their process, they're going through this major process, but part of the process, they have held open houses and they have been in the paper, but the council's had to be
hard in the application process to benefit. All with that has looked at the whole.
Anyway. Anything more for Scott?
I'm pretty pleased.
You guys are building up a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I keep building that up because, instead of Oregon.
Well,
his focus here.
It matched my shirt today, so I wore it. My wife's a beaver. She doesn't like it, but it's a good color.
There'll be some exciting things happening, and Scott will definitely be making the rounds and keeping everybody updated. For city updates, I know the word is out now, and you probably all know, but I'll say it again. We did phase one grant, that's exciting. I do want to start cautioning people, but construction costs are going up, so I know tucked money in the budgets, all of everybody's budgets, so you all know this too. So there is extra money. That we're going to try to augment, so none of our great plan goes away. Usually what happens is all the pretty features start going away. Working on getting the path easement through ODOT property. There's some private property in there and some weird jobs and things, and so we budgeted in the city tourism budget, and I know this group has seen some snowflakes along the highway. We put one up right across from Huntington headquarters. I don't know if you've noticed it. We bought one just to see what it was. At that time, we found out that none of these lights have outlets.
The ones on Huntington do.
I want you to be very clear. I was not here when this was constructed or approved, so I will be very clear that it will never happen again because. I tend to think of the pretties and things that need to
just
happen.
Like no arms.
They might be able to be retrofitted.
So that's the other thing. So no snowflakes this year. I'm not going to spend the money in it. But you know, that might be something next year we think about as an urban renewal. Want to
participate? Do you want to like give up some money to help fund retrofitting some lighting or electrical outlets on some lights?
Really liking it in the evening.
It's
yeah,
really
I'd,
pretty.
I'd like to see them.
We are going to buy arms.
At least,
yeah, we are going to buy some arms. We do have to purchase arms, and then there's something.
Get a bid. Can you get a bid for the retrofit? So you
know. When that, I'm going to start working on ODOT for that. And then we're working on, obviously, as the members have said, the city is looking at a transportation over 12 years into being a city. We don't have, you know, we're not into urban street setting. We want, you know, take it over. I've done this a long time as a city. I've walked into this, the Latin, graded, snowplow, some of our Kegel, and you think about paving, and you know, it's not just maybe, probably not, but we do have to have pedestrian. And what does Kegel look like? So that takes planning. That alone is gonna cost. I mean, it's gonna, that's costing, well, when you design and you pave Kegel, we have, it's great, the city's done a great job of saving money, but what's happened is, because we've saved all that money, we've lost out on some money, grants. We're look for budgets next year to have some shifting. We're gonna make streets look poor, but it is. So we're gonna, the city's looking at SDC's workshop with some information, got some information. So basically, the bottom line is the city has sat on this for that. Everything's going well, I think, urban. Well, that's just not right. Because I can tell you there's been several rumors around town, and I'm just like, oh my God.
They all originated at that work.
Yeah. Yeah. Send them down. No, that's right, I'm gonna send them down and say, well, you know, Vicky didn't know about it.
And I don't know, agenda. I guess we'll during the meeting.
I'd like to say something.
Oh, well, yes, sir.
I've been down here several times the last week or so, and several times I've stopped by Scott's office and talked to him, and I'm the person that we have working, and he'll know that they're interested and so forth, and I'm really excited about having him on board, and I'm really, really excited.
I can't say though, Lapine's behind him.
But I like how his way of thinking, that he's a chamber standpoint, that has always been the piece that was missing. Focused is, you know, is that industrial land. So not that the industrial land doesn't need to be paid attention to, but I love how broad you're thinking.
Amen list.
Oh gosh, you know, every time I think about that at the QuickBooks.
And that's really what I use that for, is just the address system. It's nice to go to the business and go, here's what I do, I'm going to stop by, here's some questions I might ask, and give them a chance to be arriving so that when I get there, instead of spending at least an hour of time, I can go, let's hone in on what's important to you specifically.
I think a lot of us are going with a sustainable.
I heard it from somebody.
They said.
Years ago, they came in, and somebody was like,
well,
oh,
they very well might when you start adding in your engineering, your site, depending on the building you're doing.
Right.
So,
What were you talking about? Giving any educational classes or any information?
Yeah, actually, we just, I was working with John Holland at the Sun River Chamber, and I also came in and talked to Ann to provide some momentum of different things that are going in late winter, early spring, and we're going to have a big business, we're not sure how, what to call it, business wellness, but we're partnering with locally, including we're buying community business wellness, so that's how to create a great workforce plan, what's the right KPI with that. For example, a distillery out here might want to supply chain, but the rest of it's just basically at the seasonal work, and I struggle there. If there's anything that we could do, business development center, that deals with the workforce plan. Finding those two right now, because Sun River is our
Lapine.
Yeah, I'll be facilitating and then also probably teaching a couple of those classes.
What's
going on?
Yeah, that's exciting. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.